All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Wait. Come on. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Nonsense and Deep Thoughts are two sides of the same coin. They both represent a departure from the mundane and the ordinary.
Y'all got to make some noise for your hosts, Corey and Justin. And let's not forget the man with the plan that keeps things spick and span. Your producer in the back, Jared.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. I am Corey. Alongside me is my buddy, Justin.
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Oh, man, it's been a long week. Jack already wants to know what scam are we flipping this time. The NFL. No, I'm just kidding. This isn't the sports show. We're not talking about the big scam that is the NFL.
Speaking of.
All the money that they're making off of my, putrid hatred over there. What's up, Johnny?
Of your crush. Yeah. How do you feel about getting to see her at the Super Bowl?
I mean, it's a smart business move by the NFL, I guess. Push her out and, make some extra money. Do you see how much extra money she made the Chiefs? This isn't even the sports show. I don't really want to talk about this. It's all scripted. It's okay. Yo, what's up, Dan? Oh, how you doing, man? Rough week, man, already. Yo, I feel
it. But I mean, we do need some content about, games yesterday.
Yes.
Just saying.
Our boy Aaron was on our case a little bit in our group message about us being a couple minutes late. My man.
You're about a day late.
Let's get those reactions to the games out there. Let's make some videos. Let's get some content put out there. What do you say? Let's go, baby. I don't know, talking about something else. Robbie, what's up, man? How you doing? I see you watching over there on YouTube. Guys, let's spread the love around. We get a lot of attention over on Facebook, but the Twitch side and the YouTube side are kind of lacking a little bit. I know I say this every week now in the past couple of weeks. If you head over to Twitch, it's a free account. It's free to sign up, man, right? And then if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can link that with your Twitch account. And you can get one free subscription every single month. You could use it on us. It doesn't cost you a dime. It helps us financially. It gets us some better equipment for the show so we can push out better content for you. Getting the plug in and out of the way quickly, Justin. Yeah. What's up?
Wow. Hi.
What's
fantastic,
baby? Hey, see, she's over there on the Twitch side of things tonight too. What's up, Hannah? How you doing, Justin? JV, what's going on, man? Free is good for me. That's what I'm talking about, man. It's a free, easy way to support the show. How can you not fucking like it, right? God, man, it's fucking beautiful. Almost everybody I know has Amazon Prime anyway, right? Almost.
Don't you have? Isn't that a requirement?
As of right now, like 2-day shipping, that's the easiest way to fucking shop. I don't want to talk about the games. Fuck the Taylor Bowl. Yeah. After my own heart. Look at that. See, listen, I'm glad people
go Niners.
Even women.
Bang, bang, baby. I'm happy for my mom, though.
Shared you guys when I stream now, big dog. Hell yeah. Let's go, baby. All the love. I love it. Man. It was a long weekend, sports-filled weekend. I'm telling you what, doing the sports show is making me a better sports fan. That's for sure. And y'all got me back into wrestling. We're not going to go too much into it because we've done quite a bit of WWE content lately.
I
watched.
That was fun as hell Saturday night.
Bang, bang.
I was at work.
Yeah, you were at work. A couple people I know were at work and watching, man. Holy crap.
That was fun to be in that chat and just be able to go back and forth.
Listen, there are more people that watch that stuff than I actually thought. I think there's a lot of closet wrestling fans around here. There really are. And from what I found out, too, from a post earlier today, there's a lot of closet gamers in this group, too.
Well, are they really closet gamers? Because
no one ever talks about gaming. There's such a stigma to it.
We talked about it in the beginning and quite a bit.
We talked about it a little bit in the beginning, but that was mostly our streaming experience. That's like Apex Legends, because that's what we were big on at the time, that kind of thing. And you, Mr. True. Apex and Call of Duty. I'm so sorry I offended you earlier. You play Call of Duty.
Yes, I play more than one game now.
Tommy Matthews.
I'm a little cultured.
You've been using a hashtag that I don't know what it means, and I need you to tell me, please. Wayne County Imaging Dan says, fun fact, I was head of security for a few years when it was still called WWF. You were head of security for it. Really? That is pretty baller. Head of security for what? Like an event venue? Kind of like Mohegan Sun? I can do a bonus live tonight when I get home from work. Feel free to join me, fellas. Oh my God, my wife would kill me if I spent all night on this thing. But yeah.
Listen, Aaron, if I get on with you, brother.
He might fall asleep on air, baby.
The rumble's coming up.
I'm sure he's fine with that. I'm sure he's fine with getting your take on Rumble and football. Lions were paid off in the locker room. I don't know if y'all know that or not. I mean, it's out there. It's legit. It's totally real. Twitch is the only place to be. Clutch is just an uncultured swine. Hello, Lisa. What's popping? How are you tonight? Thank you for popping in there. Faithful to the Bay, FTTB. See, I was wondering, because it was like HTTR that I didn't know for the longest time. Hail to the Redskins. The Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins. I don't know who the Commanders are. Rest were legit paid, right? The Mute Chef. What's going on, my dude? Hey, guys. How you doing? It's all scripted. 9 p.m.? That's late. Yeah. See, Alex and Kelly cooking dinner. I'm good. How about you guys? Dude, you got us on while you're cooking dinner. That makes me feel fantastic. I hope you guys are ready for some nonsense. Maybe we'll throw a little bit of deep thoughts in there. I do have a couple of videos I would love to get to and discuss. But Justin told me the other day, man, he's like, I got to get back to my roots. This is supposed to be us just bullshitting. So
those
here we are.
Words were not what I fucking said.
He said, I like to fly by the seat of my pants. I just want to hang out with you. I want to, oh, yeah, that's what he wants to do.
Well, bye.
Alex, you know they'll be on here until then. Nope, I worked for the company directly for the organization. Dude, Dan, that's pretty cool. I bet you that had to be a fun gig. Simple babe. Cena.
We need more information on that.
The NFL didn't want a ghetto Super Bowl, a.k.a. Baltimore against Detroit. Oh my God. I'm surprised they didn't want Eminem versus Taylor Swift, though. I mean, imagine the money making that could have had. I hope not. I got up super early and have been babysitting our nephew all day. Yeah, but by your own words, he's been good. I should take a flight out west to visit my brother and try my luck in Vegas again. First time was a 24-hour cross-country visit to Vegas experience, Tommy says. Man,
that's an expensive trip, man. Whew.
I'm too broke to pull some stuff like that. I really am. Guys, I'm telling you.
It would be amazing.
We got all these people already transferring over to Twitch. Twitch is a great platform. I will not be censored as much on Twitch as I might possibly be on Facebook. I mean, it's close, but Facebook is still, you know. We've seen already a lot of our Facebook friends have gotten comments removed that are absolutely silly. So Twitch.tv, yeah, go make yourself an account. It's super easy. Follow Nonsense and Deep Thoughts over there.
It's free too.
You're right. You're right. You're not tired. You're tired. But it's been a long week, and it's Monday.
It's my Friday, so fuck off.
Lucky you, man. Like I'm exhausted. Twitch tickles the gooch just right. See, Jack Ryan knows. I get a message almost daily that Facebook removes some of my content, but it never tells me what. Yeah, Facebook is weird like that, man. It'll go back years and remove shit from you. It just doesn't make any sense. It's crazy.
Still censoring.
Of course.
Fucking wild.
Tommy says, round trip flight to Vegas and back was like 200, maybe 2 years ago. I can't imagine what it is now. Guys, do you know that I still have never flown on an airplane? Never. Have never done it.
Really? Yeah, that's nonsense.
Nonsense. Now, that's a cool little clip, but it just reminded me. I would love to have drawn John Krasinski on the show. And we've been rewatching The Office again, watching the Superfan episodes. He's hilarious. And he's got such a wide range as an actor. He's done so many different roles.
I want the dude who played Dwight. He's fucking awesome.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine landing one of those? They probably want to pay to play, you know.
Or Kevin. We can get Kevin. He's a lot like us.
In real life or on the show?
In size.
Oh, in size. In size. He matches you now. In baldness. I still got my hair for now. I told the wife the other day, I was like, yeah, I got to be careful with what kind of haircut I get because I got that receding hairline. It's starting to go. It's starting. Guys, listen.
No, you're not losing. No way. You got to show it.
Robbie says they should remove Taylor Swift of all social media. I'm not going to show it. You could kind of see it here. It's starting. The widow's peak is going further and further back. I will make sure, as long as we are friends, you will one day. Ooh, I got a Scoob says I got a 10-day ban standing up for myself. It's crazy. Where? Over on Facebook, Scoobs. Tommy says the worst part of the first 5 minutes and the last five. Rain Wilson. Mm-hmm. That's Dwight. Just do what I do and shave it. I told the wife, listen, I got to get a haircut. And I told the wife, I said, I'm so close to just buzzing it off. Just going with a buzz cut. She'll kill me. I just don't ever have time to get to a barbershop. So I'm like, just let me take it off, man. It's either I take it off or it grows. I take it off or it grows. I don't know.
Man. How often does she really see your hair? You're always in a hat.
Well, she doesn't want me to let it get long because she really likes this hat on me. She loves it. It just does something to her. Happy wife, happy life, right? He cannot shave his head. Make time simple, babe, says Hannah. Yes, I will. You know what? I thought about calling up a few places today to see if I could set up an appointment. Actually, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. My son needs one too. We really got to go. So maybe I'll try to see if I got time on Saturday to do one. See, I told you she loves this hat on me. I don't know what it is.
Okay, Alex, what about it?
It is puck.
A hat's a hat. Like you have other snapbacks that all you look the same in every hat I see you in. I'm genuinely curious. What is it about a specific hat?
It's the black snapback.
And I got another any one. Lady or guy can answer this because I'm a hat's a hat.
I got another one up there that's a trucker hat, a black trucker snapback. She seems to like as well.
Is it the black? Maybe.
I think it's the black. Yo, Jack. We don't peg in this household, okay? We don't do that here.
Good.
There ain't no room for that here, sir. He puts that hat on, and I don't know, gets me every time. Oh my god!
Woo. Is this a short stream, Corey? Do you need to go?
I believe I have the vapors. It's Jack. I almost read Jack's comment again. You know what, man? Our producer Jared is doing me good right now. Don't clip that part. He's got the music playing for me that I love to have because it helps me focus. I love this music. I don't know if anybody else notices the music in the background. But it makes me so happy. I mean, there are a lot of kids awake here. Yeah, we don't really have the time. Although the bathroom door does lock, bit. The bathroom door. Jack, you ain't gonna peg nothing. You would use your own. You would use your own. I know you, Jack.
You know Jack like that, huh?
Jack jokes. Jack swings both ways, right?
You know Jack like that, huh?
I'm pretty sure Jack thinks you're a cutie. I'm pretty sure. Aaron, it puts me to sleep. Yeah, Aaron told me that the one night we did an extra episode, a bonus episode. He's like, yo, that music you had on, I almost fell asleep. I was like, hey, listen, it helps me focus. Is anybody else
notice it.
Is anybody else like this, though? Like, if I had silence, like we do episodes in silence. And sometimes that silence makes me overthink. And then I start thinking, oh, my God, it's so quiet. And then I forget what the hell I'm going to say. Anybody else have that? Like certain things help you focus. You get a little bit of noise. You can focus. Like when I go to bed, I got to have some kind of noise, whether it's music playing or a fan on or something. Like it's wintertime right now. I sleep with a fan on just for the noise. I got to have it.
Yeah. But is that... What's that helping you focus on when you're going to sleep?
Bro, you got your flag already? I need to get my flag. ADHD. Yeah, squirrel. See? Squirrel. I almost called Aaron on Saturday and told him.
I actually like the lights behind it. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's called ADHD, buddy. Alex said, I concentrate best when I have music on in my headset while I read. See, music while you read is a little bit different too. We don't want to hear about the noise in your bedroom. Why?
See, now if I read, it's got to be quiet.
Okay.
Okay. I can't have music on.
All right. So do we want to continue doing this, just shooting the shit, or do we want to move on to a topic, try to talk about something?
Do whatever you want, sir.
I don't think you need to lean in and eat the microphone. I'm nom nom, baby. All right. So Jared has a video queued up for us. I saw this video weeks ago and it really hit. I really enjoyed it. And then I had a coworker send it to me over the weekend. And I was like, you know what? There's multiple times I've seen this. I want to talk about this on the show now. I got to use it. Justin, you look special tonight, Alex. So I want to get to it. I want to watch this video. I want to play it for you guys. And then I want to discuss the contents within it. All right. So, Jared, if you could, sir.
I did a drug called Molly. What it does is it gives you this super boost of, like, I guess it's serotonin or something like that. And it was for the first time in my life, I felt like way excess feelings of happiness, right? Like my jar, my tank was full and then some. When I had that excess, I didn't want to hold it. I literally was calling friends and going, oh my God, I love you. You're the best. This, that, the other. That's what I did with my extra. I didn't store it. I didn't put it in a fucking bank vault. I did nothing but give it away. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool that if I can get myself to full, what I'll do without anybody pushing me is try to get other people to full.
That's a hell of a realization.
I don't think I'm alone in that.
I don't think you are either. I think that's how it is.
So does that mean that we're inherently good if we can just get to full?
Probably. You know, you had intense enough joy so that you wanted to share it. That's what happened. You didn't want to keep it all for yourself. And there is intense joy in making other people happy.
Now, there's a couple of points that I want to hit in that video. One, okay, Jordan good, Peterson.
Because I was going to say the same thing.
Jordan Peterson, he is the older gentleman in that video. If you've never listened to his content, I mean, it's fantastic. He has a lot of great thoughts. He's very articulate. And he's very relatable. So that part of it, I like. I love the message of the video. So point two, I love the message of the video, but and maybe a little bit extra is because of the music with the video. So that's another topic we could hit in a little bit on another episode, whatever it happens to be, is the fact that music can elicit such emotions out of us. Like, I think that message in itself that they are telling there, that message they are providing us, is powerful enough by itself. But then you add that music to it, and there's just something that reacts inside my brain that just is like, you know, this is meaningful. This is powerful. I love this message. I love it. And I think I love it even more because of the music. And it's so now, not.
There was music in that? I'm dead
you
serious.
Zeroed in. You zeroed in. See, I'm.
I don't all about pay, background like, noise. Yeah, like I said, with this, I don't hear this.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't bother me. I didn't notice any music in that.
I think music is powerful.
What song was it?
It wasn't a song. It was just instrumental. Oh. It was just instrumental. That's why you didn't notice it. Jack, then why is he bankrupt? I don't even care about that question. Sorry, bud. It's not. I don't know. I don't know why he's bankrupt, but I love his message. I love the way he speaks.
He's not bankrupt.
Okay. There we go. Jordan Peterson. I think he's fantastic. And he does share. I will give you guys a heads up, a little warning. He does share a lot of political views, and he is like, I think it's Canada, Jared, if I'm correct. Canada has an issue with him. They like banned him from speaking in certain
areas.
Yeah,
so the court upruled that he has to go through social media training.
Like a sensitivity training or something.
Yeah, for his defiant behavior, because, you know, Canada hates free speech.
Yep. Yep. So he has an issue with Canada, but I mean, not everything is political. Like, as you see from that video there, that video has a powerful message. Like that's the episode title for tonight, is your cup full? Now, I've never tried Molly. I've never done a drug like that, but it's almost, to me, it's almost the same as when, yeah, the guy did say he did Molly, Hannah. Yep. So it's almost the same to me as like when some people drink, you know, you get a little bit buzzed, you get a little bit drunk, and you start oversharing your feelings, and you just have this overwhelming feeling of happiness. You're just so happy that you do the same thing. You start telling the people around you that you love them, like all your friends, you know, you really want to share that with everybody. And, you know, it's like we discussed this topic with the Eye Opener Society, Hannah here in chat, Simple Babe, the topic of, are humans inherently good or are we inherently evil? And they kind of touched on that in this video too. Oh, yeah, Justin, so, I paused to give you a little bit because you look like you want to say something.
So I was going to touch on the Molly thing too. Like, to me, it's kind of, you relate it to alcohol and it kind of changed my perspective. But like, it's sad that like you would almost have to depend on that to get that feeling.
Uh-huh.
And then when he's describing that feeling, there's people who live their lives like that.
Yeah.
Like naturally just always happy. How?
Yeah.
Like, so it baffles me.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are some people who are just always so damn happy and you wonder how.
Witnessing it.
But here's the thing, I think already, Jen, I get what you're saying. I just feel like that's not the main takeaway from this video. Like this guy in general, like he in particular used an example of using this drug. Now, we are not condoning using drugs of any sort. I'm not saying that you need to do this to feel this type of way. This is just this guy's personal experience with that. Now, I totally agree that you do need to work on making your cup full without the extras, without, you know, the drugs or the alcohol or any of that. But my thing with this video is when your cup is full, you want everyone else to have a full cup as well. Like you have that extra to give and you want to make sure that other people are loving life the same way that you are. This guy's personal example just happened to be when he used Molly for that one time. Alex said, I feel like it's because when he fully let himself be happy because he wasn't thinking about other things, normal life, we're always thinking about so many different things and it's hard to get past the other things in our lives and just relax and be free like that. I think that's the only reason he's saying that he felt like that when he was on Molly. Hannah says, I think people need to take the substance away and learn how to work on self-reflection and happiness once you're happy. So yeah, okay. I knew it. But that's, you're all going straight to the substance part. That wasn't the takeaway I wanted to get to.
That's not the takeaway I get from
you are emotionally satisfied. I am not. Listen, okay, I'm going to start off again by saying this. I do not condone the use of substances. I do not use myself. I have partaken in a certain grass-like substance a few handful of times, but it's not something that I do on
herbal infusion.
Sure. And it's not something I do on the regular. But something like Molly, something like what's the one you want to try? DMT or whatever that fucking Rogan DMT talked about. Or any of these other
ones. That's for a different reason, though.
But like all of this substance stuff that puts you in some sort of mindset. I'm not condoning that or telling you need to do that. I totally agree with you guys. You need to learn to find a way to get your own cup full. But is that something that we need in order to make others feel that way too? Why is it that we have to be fully happy ourselves before we can try to help others be happy, I guess is what I'm getting at. Like, is that something that we need? We need to make sure our own cup is full before others are?
Yes.
Are we running ourselves too thin when our cup itself is not full and we're still worried about others? You know, yes. Worried about others.
Your cup them comes their happiness. First. Your cup comes first.
Jen says, "Oh, definitely not. When your cup's full, you're emotionally satisfied. You'll be open and willing to give." Jack says, "Naturally, lower inhibitions, alcohol, and drugs lower that and show your true self. People can be inherently good or evil. These things just lower your inhibition and show your true self." Hannah says, "Yes, I agree, Corey. If you're full, give some happiness out." Holy crap. I can't even read tonight. Holy crap. I'm done. Jack says, no, but people that can do this without the substances, they naturally have lower inhibition and ability to share their emotions without clouding it in judgment. You know, the people that are...
So,
go ahead.
So let me ask you, have you ever met anybody like that?
Have I ever met anybody?
You and your wife, for the longest time, were the closest I've ever come to that. Because you guys are generally always fucking happy.
So
or show happy.
Okay, like, that's a little bit better. Not that I'm not happy, because I love the shit out of my wife. And I love my family. I love, you know, everything that's going on in my life. I don't really have a whole hell of a lot to complain about. I do struggle. I have my own demons I'm battling. I have my own issues. But when I'm out, in public, whether it's at work, whether it's hanging out with you or anything like that, man, like when I was streaming, I was always trying to be super energetic, super happy, and trying to pass that on to others. It's not that, and this is why I asked that question before, does my cup have to be full? Because my cup's not always full. I always have things that are weighing on me. I've got a lot that weighs on me, man, that makes me feel like I'm not going to come out of this.
Your cup being full doesn't have to do it with anything weighing on you. It has to do with you letting, just knowing it's like,
your cup being
full, it's not emptying your cup. Yeah, but you can be happy and still have things weigh on you.
Yeah. We're absolutely worn too thin, she said. Hannah says, yes. Your own cup must be full before trying to fill someone else's. Like, I wish that were true.
You'll do more. It does more good.
Maybe it makes it more effortless. If your own cup is full, maybe it makes it more effortless. And it's easier to help others.
So then back to my question. Have you ever met anybody who's legitimately happy all the time?
I know.
Or knows how to, like Jack said, where the fuck was that one?
Kurt, talk about Johnny. man, like, I know I've met a couple of people in my life that they're just. It seems like you can never get them down. Even when something comes up that would normally break someone, they're still all smiles. They're like, yeah, you know, whatever. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I've got my health. I've got my family. We're good. I think with the way life is now, there's just so much to concern ourselves with that we forget about all the simple things.
Right.
It should be minimal to make us happy and to fill our cup. But again, with the day and age, with social media, we've talked about this how many times, man. Like, it's, you're comparing yourself forever to other people. Like, well, I mean, how successful am I really? I don't have what they have.
But why?
They're on their third vacation this year. Why? I haven't even taken one in 5 years. What am I doing?
What's it matter what other people do?
That's the mindset that we'd all wish to have. But do we?
We can.
Alex says, I mean, things will always be difficult, but we also have so much to be thankful for. Absolutely. And I think, even though I feel like sometimes my cup isn't full, that's what I try to, and maybe it is. Maybe I just look at it weird. Like, maybe my cup really is full. Like, there are things that beat me down. There are things that weigh on me and make me think twice about everything. But you're always happy. I'm always,
for the most part,
always trying to be. Like, there are times that, man, I'm tested. I tell you what,
right.
I go to
so
work.
Your cup's not as empty as you think it is. Your cup's not as empty as you think it is.
And maybe it's not. Kurt says, my wife used to tell me my cup was smashed on the floor. It has significantly better and has been significantly better in the past couple of years.
So this kind of reminds me, and it might be a little different, but I feel like the way this whole cup thing is, it's sort of like the analogy of the rock pebbles in the sand, right? I don't know if you ever heard that one.
Oh, tell me about this.
So, like, professor puts rocks into a cup and says it's a jar full, or into a jar and says it's a jar full, and the students say, yeah, it's full, and he goes, and then he pours pebbles into it, and the pebbles go into the cup and they fall around the rocks. Well, you know, it's a jar full now, and they say, yeah, And then he pours sand, and the sand fills all the cracks in the cup, and says, now the jar is full, right? So like, the rocks kind of represent, like, your most prized possession, your things and stuff, like things you can't live without. Pebbles go in. Those are things that you like to live with, but you could do away with. And then like, the sand represents, like, material possessions. So all these things go into a cup. There was always room to add more and more. So, like, is your, the way I'm looking at it, is your cup full? Like, what's actually in the cup? Like, what are you filling the cup up with?
Yeah, that's a solid point.
Yeah,
I love that video.
So is the water, like, the minimal stuff we need to be happy, if it's just a cup of water?
Oh, now you're going a way different direction.
All right, so Mary says, hi, when my cup is full of coffee. I guess that's when she's happiest.
Hi, Mary.
Hannah says, it does. Coming from someone whose cup is probably never full, it's exhausting pouring into people's cups constantly while struggling to try to fill your own back up. If my cup was full, I'd spread happiness with more grace. Yes, that's deep. And I think that guy's got a great point in that video. It's just, when your cup is so full and, you know, you've got all this happiness to go around, you want to make sure it goes around. Aaron said, maybe our definition of what we think happy is should be different. I think people who strive to be like other people are not happy. Just be happy being yourself. I think that is one of the truest statements I've ever heard. I open a society. This is Gary. I believe the goal is to be happy with nothing. I believe. I don't need to say I believe. I know that's Gary because Hannah's over there on her other account. Which, guys, by the way, a little extra plug, since we see that account in chat right now. Make sure you click that account right there. Click the Eye Opener Society. Go to their Facebook page. Follow along with them. They've got a new episode releasing tonight. I'm very much looking forward to this. And Hannah and Gary do a fantastic job covering a whole bunch of different topics, just like we do. They're getting ready to go into some paranormal stuff, which makes me super happy. You know, that's right up Justin and I's wheelhouse. So
we need to do more of that.
I've been saying,
and
man,
Gary, I got a message from my guy.
Yeah. Gary, I hear there's some stuff in the works, so I'm excited. Jen says, the point of being happy is about being satisfied with your life. No one is constantly happy all the time. I mean, for most people, I think that's true, but I think there are the rare outliers where it's just insane to me how absolutely happy these people are. It's wild. I can't name names right now, but I know that there are a few people I've met. They're always smiling, and I'm always so envious of that. I'm like, good Lord, to be that comfortable with everything I have in life, to where I want to, you know, I want to help.
You know what I'm trying to, or not trying to, what I'm figuring out, communication has a lot to do with that. The way you communicate can determine how happy you are.
Yeah. So your wife said it, like, how does one fill your cup? Right. Like, how do you go about it? And she wanted to know about it. So I think the whole thing is, so as humans, we react, or reactive. I mean, for me as a building inspector, the reason why we have building codes is because we reacted to an event that happened in the past that caused a building to collapse, right? So for you to be happy, I think you need to be proactive, right? You need to think about the things first instead of reacting to events that come up. Be proactive by, you know, rejuvenating yourself, you know, engaging in, like, activities and stuff like that, instead of just reacting to a certain event.
Yeah, so sometimes we kind of, like, hurt ourselves by, I don't know, overthinking or like, reacting to what other people are doing or showing, especially in the form of social media.
So to go to what Jared was talking about before with the rocks, the pebbles, and the sand, I see it a little bit in a different way, where the rocks, yeah, they're your core. You want them to be your biggest. That's why they're rocks. Because they mean the most to you. Then the pebbles are the shit that don't mean anything to you. Or kind of do. And the sand means nothing. But there's more sand than anything. And you just don't let it weigh you down. like the sand filler. You can do without.
The sand is the filler. Could, there's more filler. Because
you will fluff. See your you will see your cup as full with just rocks. Because that's all you need.
Yeah. I like that way of looking at it. I also like what Gary said over there in chat, the App Owner Society. The goal is to be happy with nothing. It is. It's just that we, again, it's this age of technology, man. This is a good thing and a bad thing. And we're constantly comparing. We need, we want, you know. But if you've got your health, you know, your family's got a roof over your head, you're well fed. There's so much to be grateful for. You really create your own happiness. And it doesn't have to be with money. It doesn't have to be with items, materialistic things. It doesn't have to be that. You're really in charge of your own feelings, your own emotions, your own happiness. It's, yeah, I guess so. I mean, it really would be nice to have money to go do things, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it's getting too heavy, too deep. You got to break it up a little bit. I mean, I'd still like some money. Alex had said, I sit here a lot at night when I'm rocking the baby and think about this stuff. I stare at our perfect little baby and feel so full. And she says it all the time, man. Like her heart is so full. The baby amazes her every day. She said, and when I hear our kids laugh really loud and like smile really big, just makes me feel so full. Then they fight and punch each other and I feel a bit more empty. Good God, do my kids fight. Brandy says, live life with the lowest expectations possible. Brandy, I mean, 100%.
Then you limit yourself. Really. No, then you limit yourself.
No. Well, no, like if you're, listen, there's a way to, no, I think you're looking at it different than she is and different than I am right now. If you live life with the lowest expectations, not the lowest drive, the lowest expectations, like you're not expecting to be rich. You're not expecting to go out and get this high paying job. You're not expecting to take 5 vacations a year. You're not expecting to have the biggest Christmas you could ever have. You're not expecting people to buy you the best gifts for your birthday, which is coming up this week for this guy. Or Christmas or any of that.
You're like, going to be old.
I'm going to be old. 2 weeks older than you, sir. But yeah, you're not expecting still the world. Older. You know, you just expect simplicity. You expect simplicity. You expect, like I said before, your health, you know, your roof over your head, your food in your belly. It's such a cliche thing, but when you look at people across the world, like there are people who have it way worse than us, man. They really do.
Absolutely.
Brandy, correct. Corey hit the nail right on the head. She agrees with me over you for once on the podcast, Justin. Woo!
Listen,
I feel
listen.
Success here. I feel so then like why, my cup is full now. Okay.
Why set expectations at all then? Instead of setting expectations, just strive to do the best you can. And you'll be happy as long as you know you're doing your best.
Alex said, I was in survival mode for so long that it's taken me a while to get back to normal. Tommy says, most of these lavish experiences you see on social media are funded by Capital One, Chase, etc. at an interest rate of 22.99%. Honestly, Tommy, I have thought about the same big thing facts. From time to time. I'm like, man, how does this person afford all that? Like, how do they do this? How do they manage? And then y'all are paying these high-ass credit card bills monthly. I feel so bad. That's the one thing I don't want in life is more debt. I don't need more debt. I want to pay off my car loan so fast. I want to get this mortgage taken care of fast. Like, I wish I could spend my tax returns just on that stuff so I can get it done in the next couple of years. I don't want payments for anything because that's going to go towards emptying my glass. I don't need that shit. She really asks me on the podcast. Listen to this. My wife asks me on the podcast what I want for my birthday dinner. Do you need to ask? Do you need to ask what I want for my birthday? Mary says, amen to that. Simplicity and basic needs met. It really should be that simple. As much as I say I'd like to have money to go do things, there are things to go do. It's just in this area. I love our area, guys. I do. For those of you who are local listeners, local viewers, I love our area. Northeast Pennsylvania is beautiful, but good Lord, in the winter, It's honest to God, the deepest doldrums of winter. It is so depressing. There's not much to do. You don't get much sunlight. You really can't go anywhere to do anything. You really can't. And if you want to go do something, you have to have money. If you want to go to the mountain, you want to go skiing, snowboarding, tubing, any of that, it costs money, and it's not cheap anymore. It's not. It's the gas money to get there, plus the cost to get on the lift and everything.
So everything, I'm going to respond to this. She okay. said earlier that she strives. It's completely different. And she's talking about expectations from other people.
Uh-huh.
Set your expectation high for other people. Don't settle. Don't settle for less than what you expect.
True. True.
And then in life in general, yeah, well, that's fucking life. That one I get.
Know your worth, damn it. Steak, I'm assuming. Yes, you are absolutely correct, wife. I would love a nice juicy steak. Let it be red in the middle, make it moo a little bit. And then for dessert, Tommy and Mark are correct. Pie would do fantastic. A wrestling exhibition would be great. I'm down with that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Teach you a new leg lock or an arm bar.
Oh, God.
She's like,
he's professional wrestling now.
She didn't get it. She's like, pie? Pie? Yeah.
I think she got it now.
Brandy's like, okay, well, I see it that way. It's okay. Don't let Justin offend you. Know your
worth. If I offended you, I don't care.
She's gonna fight with you. She's a scrappy one.
You're allowed to have your own opinion. That's okay. We can see things differently. I ain't mad. But if I offended you, I don't care.
Alex is like, oh no, I get it. As The Rock would say, that poontang pie. Listen, this is the rated R show, so I'm allowed to say whatever I want. I accidentally slipped and talked about wrestling my wife over on the sports show, which has some maybe younger listeners that watch with their parents. Sorry,
you're a
Aaron.
Fucking asshole.
Sorry, Aaron. I didn't think about that afterwards. Alex,
I did
like,
hear also
the wrong show.
You said shit, and then you apologized for it, and Aaron was like, yeah, that word's fine. You just can't drop an F-bomb, and 2 minutes later, fuck.
Oh, he pulled off two of them in the episode.
I know.
Well, listen. Aaron's telling me I can't drop F-bombs on the NDT show. The boss just came in, and he could say what he wants.
Okay, Vince.
I'm just kidding. I try my best to not trust the sports show. I want the sports show to be watchable for all. I really do. I think it's really hard to offend Brandy. Really? Mark, oopsies. Alex, yeah, I almost died when you said that on the sports show. Yeah, she told me afterwards. She's like, I can't believe that you talked about showing me a wrestling move on that show. I was like, oh, yeah, that was the sports show. Whoops. Mike says Aaron is a pansy. You need a fuck
counter. We do need a fuck counter.
I don't know how we would put one on here. Like if we were using OBS in Discord or some shit, I think it would work. But you had three in that episode.
A third one. Yeah.
If we were on OBS, we could definitely get a counter. Or Jared, is there any way we can have a counter on this? I don't know if it would work on this. I don't know if we could get something. Oh, although we are on Twitch. So if I had something on Streamlabs, some kind of counter on Streamlabs, would that work?
Yeah, but it would only show on Twitch, wouldn't it?
Well, we could highlight it. Like we could highlight the comment on here. It would pop up on Twitch with the counter, and we could highlight it here.
So like it would listen to us and hear how many times we said fuck.
I think someone would have to manually input it. So we'd have to have
Poor Jared.
No, it wouldn't be on Jared. We could have a moderator over on our Twitch stream. I'm pretty sure Jack is a moderator. Brandy,
he's
talk,
just gonna
and on
keep
the couch
clicking,
never fails.
He's just gonna keep clicking the goddamn button.
Or we could just have Jack. Aaron, were you saying you had three in that show, or are you counting our current F bombs? Because it looks like Aaron.
Oh, if you're counting the fucks now, we're fucked.
Well, that's 5-6. Okay, so if they're keeping count, you know, the viewers could just keep count for us.
Fuck's just a word.
Oh my god, the Limp Bizkit song. Aaron, Mike Cook, go to sleep, old man. It's past your bedtime. Mike says, I'll stream it on my Twitch account. Mike, you got a Twitch account? Why are you not over there? Why are you not over? Attach it. Attach your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. It's super easy. I'd like to take this moment, ladies and gentlemen, to let you know about our amazing sponsor, The Trendy Forbes. If you visit www.thetrendyforbes.com, you can shop her website. There is a lot of NDT gear over there. You can get a sweatshirt. You can get a hoodie. You can get a t-shirt. You can get a tumbler with the NDT logo. Or you can get any of her other designs and just use code NDT at checkout. Save yourself 10% and support the show. You should also follow The Trendy Forbes over on Facebook. She has a bunch of parties that she advertises. You hop into there. Ask Brandy, ask Alex, ask any of the women that are hanging out here in chat. Those parties are a ton of fun. You can get a lot of cool deals on t-shirts. You can give ideas to Jen, the owner of The Trendy Forbes, and she will try to get you hooked up with the best kind of shit over there. And again, doesn't matter what you buy. Code NDT at checkout gets you 10% off and supports the show. If you host a t-shirt party, my wife will be your rep. You can earn free t-shirts. And again, don't steal my code for that party there, wifey. We got to earn something sometime. You have 22,000 followers over on Twitch. I only have 1,300 followers over on Twitch, Mike Cook. What are you doing over there on Twitch? What are you doing, homeboy? Damn.
Why aren't you a full-time streamer?
Yeah, what are you doing over there?
God damn.
That's quite a count over on Twitch, my man. Hashtag ad. Thanks,
Can Gary. We stream to your account?
I had as many F-bombs as Mark had slushies yesterday. Hell yeah, dude. Have either of you tried seeing all of the anti-sit messages? And I'm thinking I want to join the crowd. Maybe I'll cut back. What is this platform? Is it a drink?
No, Zen is like a pouch.
A pouch?
Yeah, like a nicotine-free snuff pouch.
No, you don't advertise yourself in here when I'm trying to earn for the podcast. Get out of here, wife. I love you, but don't do that. That's mean. You're mean to me. She's so mean to me.
Wow, so you were just talking so nicely about her. I'm sorry, Alex.
I talk nice about her all the time. Can you believe she'd do something like that to me? What's going on, Cam? It's good to see you, my dude. I'm so happy seeing you back around, man. I hope everything is going well for you. I used to in my former life, got married, got kids, kind of dampened things. Ah, no. Mike, what do you roll with on Twitch? Are you doing did you used to do gaming content? What'd you play? We love gaming.
He's getting his nerd on.
God damn it. Let's talk gaming. No, I can't. I got to do a separate show for that.
I mean, we can get into that a little bit if you want to.
Justin, was my mic being dumb? Jared told me.
Yes, it was.
God damn it.
Yes, it was.
Was I just
like, it's good now. It's good now. You're good now. I thought it was my side, so.
When they buy your merch, they can use your code Dark. They can use my code whenever they want to. On whatever they want.
All the time. All the time. They're our.
You don't want to know what he does on Twitch. I do, though. Does he do Mike Cook? Do you do the hot tub streams? Are you the bikini streamer?
You're who I watch every morning.
Mike, you do a lot of veterans outreach stuff. Dude, that's awesome. You do streams where you raise money for different organizations. I'm going to fight you, Corey. Yes. Please wrestle me, baby. Please wrestle me.
Good God.
Dirt Frogger. Best way to put it, life is challenging and I've made it this far. Hell yeah, Cam. That's what's up. Guys, honestly, nothing would make us happier than if you purchased some NDT gear, even if it's just a tumbler, and took a photo and sent it to us so that we could make a little bit of a collage on the page. We just need enough to get matching equipment for the whole crew. Like, we've got 3 out of 5 of us have the microphones that we want. So we just need to get a little bit more. We got to get there. And that's the best way to do it. Listen. This is a top-tier microphone.
Good. I like it.
This is a top-tier microphone. Aaron, Jared, and I all have it. I want one for you because I want your beautiful voice to sound amazing. I want to get one for Mark so that his voice sounds good, too. So
we're going to need auto-tune in there, homie.
No, auto-tune. Yeah. Not an adult juice box. I have had a couple drinks on top of being absolutely exhausted. So apologize. I apologize for my slurring tonight. You know, you could increase your viewership by stretching.
You need to do that again.
No, I highly suggest not doing an adult juice box stream. Ladies and gentlemen, I highly suggest not doing that. Aaron's a whore with my merch I won. yes, I do. That's awesome. Drinking your Mountain Dew because you are making me fighty. I'm making you fighty? Stop it. What's wrong with my voice? I'm triggered. Triggering. No one wants to see that. I mean.
Oh, God. This isn't a safe space, Mark. You know that.
So, just for reference, when we put out an episode, I like to listen to it again so that I can take notes and make pointers and try to correct what I did wrong to make better content. So, not for nothing, babe. I'd love to rewatch so that I know where I missed a step, where I could perform better and make adjustments each time.
That's nonsense.
Asa, Dennis, first time here. Do the adult juice box stream. Okay, so this is Asa's first time here. I suppose I could tell the adult juice box story. Ugh. Can't speak tonight. Apologies, Asa. I usually talk a lot better than this. I speak a lot better than this. So before we started the podcast, we got our start on Twitch. We were Twitch streamers, and I did it for 3 years. Had success on and off. I did a couple of drunk streams. The one stream was an adult juice box stream. So what I did was I went out and bought a gigantic box of wine. I found myself a metal straw. And I punched a hole through the top. I told my viewers that I would stop streaming when I finished the box of wine. I finished the box of wine in 4 hours. Apparently, I raided out. So for those of you who don't know what a raid is on Twitch, when you raid out, what you're doing is you're taking your viewers that are currently watching you and you're taking them over to another person's channel to watch them. So apparently I switched channels on everybody without saying a word. I got adult juice box tonight. It was awful. Corey almost died. So I did that.
Please tell me. Please tell me you remember the joke.
I don't remember the joke. I never remember the joke.
Alex,
I wandered to bed.
I need to know it. I need to know it.
I laid down and, you know, people always say if you leave 1 foot on the ground, you don't get the spins. Well, I tried that. And it didn't work. I got the spins immediately. Apparently Alex noticed what was happening. So like, apparently I made, you know, one of those sounds like, oh shit, he's going to puke. And she was out of bed before me. I almost rolled over top of her. She got out first, hit the ground on the other side of the bed, stood up, fell into the door, bedroom door, which is open, popped my shoulder there. Nice big old bruise. Then I flipped over, smashed my face, my forehead off of the door frame. Then I finally made it into, by the way, right outside that bedroom door was the staircase to go downstairs. Woo! Thank you, baby Jesus, for not letting me fall down that. I made it into the bathroom and threw up there. But oh, that was bad news bears, guys. Are you serious? Do not drink an entire juice box, an adult juice box, in 4 hours.
Not good. Asa, I had... You look weird without a beard. I had to go fucking look on Facebook to see, make sure it was you.
Wait, what? Who?
That Asa? I work with him.
Oh, okay. Okay, you look weird without a beard, he says. If you went down the steps, you would have gone through the door. Alex, my wife says, if you went down the steps, you would have gone through the door like the Kool-Aid man. I would have, man.
You probably,
oh, yeah. Put a fucking Corey shape.
You would have stood up and said it, too. You would have stood up and said it.
I would have. Because there's been a few times that I've been that drunk, and that's the kind of shit that would happen. I mean, Tommy in chat, he was a part of one of those blackout moments. Dropped a goddamn 4x4 on my skull, and I didn't know it happened. That was ridiculous. How did I not know a 4x4 fell on the top of my skull?
Because I moved out of the way.
Oh, my God. Have Jared tell you about him, how him and tequila are not friends. Dude, it's always the hard liquor. It's always the hard liquor, I'm telling you. You would have said, oh, shit, not yet.
I don't know why she brought that up. I mean, I plastered her van. Like, But I cleaned it the next day.
Oh my God.
I'm just glad to have been a part of every time you've been stupidly hammered.
Oh my God. That, yeah, that one with the shots and ladders was really bad too. Cam says, all right, guys, a real man question here. Which is better, Black & Decker, Steel, Ryobi, DeWalt? I take E, Milwaukee. I have Ryobi because it's cheaper and it's for my house and I don't use it for work. So
I would go with DeWalt.
Black & Decker is trash, though, man. Don't buy Black & Decker. If you're going to buy for your house, at least buy Ryobi like I did.
Makita. Makita's a good one, too.
But yeah, Makita's good. Jack says, Sarah, I'm coming for your man. This is why I don't like alcohol much. Yeah, I mean, can someone tell me? She makes a good point. This is why I don't like alcohol that much. Why is weed considered worse than alcohol? It's so much better for you. So much. Sorry, Dad. But you know.
Tommy, everybody knows when you have too much to drink, homie.
Tommy!
It's obvious.
Tommy, do we tell a story about Tommy at Dinger's house?
I wasn't there for that. I witnessed Tommy fall through a glass coffee table.
I remember that story.
That was not fun.
Alex loves tequila. Though. Alex loves tequila. Sarah says it's no joke for sure. Tom, I know when I've had too much to drink, when I listen to Alanis Morissette, I want her to dominate me. Oh, yeah.
I didn't read the last part of that. Oh, my God.
Milwaukee all the way. That's what I'm saying, Hannah. I love Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee tools. I just can't afford that for my house if I'm not using it that often. So I went with Ryobi. I also bought a Ryobi electric mower for the garden. It wouldn't work for the yard. Yard's too big, but for the garden, it's perfect. Meh.
Yeah, I need to upgrade from mine because it doesn't do the yard very well.
Alex says, yeah, Tommy goes through walls or pukes and heaters. I've settled down. Oh, damn, you're 40. That's the one story I'm talking about. I mean, I had a bad story at Dinger's house too. Laying down on an air mattress and rolling over and puking like 3-4 in the morning. Being so absolutely trashed and like telling everyone, get away from it, I'll clean it up. That was ridiculous.
Or putting a towel over it in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah, that was the shots and ladders night, man. Yeah, this show definitely went in a direction.
I know.
You know they don't. So I'm telling them. Well, maybe some of them know. Do you guys want to hear that story? Blackout drunk playing shots and ladders one night, throwing a tablecloth or a washcloth over a pile of puke in a restaurant parking lot. Tommy, I could never drink like I used to at this point. I can't. Like right now I'm drinking Mike's Harder, so it's 8% alcohol. And I get these because I don't need to buy as much for something like this or Steel Reserve that's 8%. I don't have to buy as much. I get like 2 tall boys and I get a nice buzz. That's all I need. I don't need to get drunk. I don't want to get drunk. Drunk is bad. Oh, Brandy, weed whacker is a really funny word, by the way. Corey does weird things when he drinks too much. Alex, do you have a story about me doing weird things when I drink too much? The dumping in the ice or dumping the ice in the pond was funnier, really? On New Year? That was New Year's, right? Please tell me. That was New Year's, right? I think that was New Year's. I think so. I'm trying to ask her. So there was a New Year's Eve party at my house in White Mills, Justin. Do you remember
maybe
this one?
I was there. I don't remember.
It's the night we
got probably drunk.
It's the night we got Robbie to play beer pong. And he like played underhand. He would throw the ping pong ball underhand. Alex's dad.
Didn't we do a snowball fight that night too? Is that the night we had the taxi the taxi picnic table set up?
Yeah, the yellow one that my landlord stole before I moved out of that house. Yeah. But yeah, so it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Alex is like already in for bed, and me and my brother-in-law were outside drinking still. We're finishing up, and we finished our drinks and our cups were still full of ice. We decided that was as good a time as any to walk all the way down the road to the next road over and go dump our ice in the pond for the fish before we came back and ended our night.
For the fish.
For the fish, pour it out for the homies.
Oh.
So we literally walked all her brother and I walked all the way down to the pond, dumped our ice, and walked back. I don't know why she thinks that was funnier. That was definitely not funnier. Was you and my brother drunk that night? You were so loud and ridiculous. Yeah, I get really loud when I drink, man. Really loud. And
only when you drink?
Yeah, I know. It's just environment related to me, I guess. Because like if I was DJing, I'd be loud as shit. If I'm at a bar with loud music, I'm loud as shit. I get excited. I get happy. I fucking want people to have a good time. Like I'll act like I'm drunk and I'm not drinking at all. It's ridiculous. Jack says, Makita for standard drills and impacts. Milwaukee for heavy, like hammer drills and concrete chip. Oh, he played beer pong at Britt's graduation party. Yeah, my wife is definitely drinking my Mountain Dew down there, but that's okay because I still have... Ah, fuck. I've got like a quarter of this left. That sucks. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. That was the night Peter called Kyle an anus to society. Instead of a menace to society, he called our neighbor an anus to society. DJ Biggs. Yes, that was my DJ name. That's where I got to start with all of this. Back in college, I started out my college career as a communications major. I always thought it'd be cool to work on radio. And look how far I've fallen. I am in the podcast world now. At least I'm doing something similar. I don't get paid, but I still get to have a good time, right? Tom says, random question, Justin. Any measurable goal for February? Tommy, what I want to know is, do you want life goals or do you want podcast goals?
Personal?
I don't have personal life goals. I have a podcast goal.
Make it to 38.
That's like half the month, bro. So for those of you who don't
know, that is my goal.
For those of you
to make it to 38.
My birthday is February 1st.
Thursday.
My co-host's birthday is February 15th.
That's me. That's in 2 weeks from Thursday.
If you'd like to get us a gift, I highly suggest liking, commenting, sharing on all of our posts. Going to our page and inviting all of your friends to follow along. And maybe even buying some merch. Nothing would make me happier than to be out in public and someday seeing someone with something NDT on their body. It would be cool to see y'all get a tattoo. Who wants to get an NDT tattoo? Could you imagine? That would be dope.
I'll do it.
Fuck yeah! Donate the money and we're getting Jared an NDT tattoo. Let's go. I'll pitch in. If everybody pitches in, let's do it. Casey was almost...
Jared needs to get a design drawn up and a quote.
Jared, would you do the actual logo or would you do one of the steampunk designs?
No, I'll do one of these designs that I had drawn up from ChatGPT. I'll make a design. See, my wife says, of course.
Of course you would. Sarah, do you want one? Do you want one? By the way, Jared, I did submit these designs into our shirt lady. Don't you worry. Come visit us, Jared. I got to go down there too. You aren't allowed because you will bleed out. I might bleed out, but who knows? It's your goals, whatever works for you. So your only goal, Justin, is to live to 38.
Turn 38.
Has to be a tramp
stamp. Actually, you want real facts? I want to wake up on February 1st. That's my goal.
You want to wake up on February 1st?
Yep.
God, that's no fun. Guys, what I want out of February, my goal for February is to hit 1,500 followers. Is it possible? We're almost to 1,400.
We were asking for 1,000 less than a month ago.
Yep, we're almost to 1,400. I want to hit 1,500 by the end of February. If you guys help me do that, I'll be forever grateful. Setting the bar high. Yeah, he is. I just want to finish. Oh, your tattoo? Yeah. So, yeah, that's my goal. I had a lofty goal for the year. I don't
think it's ever gonna... We got another volunteer.
We're never going to hit my lofty goal for the year unless we go viral. I don't see that happening soon.
What?
You're good now. You're Mike.
What the fuck, homie? I don't know. Giveaway at 1,500. I would definitely do a giveaway at 1,500 followers on Facebook. I would do it. I'd like to hit 1,400 over on... I'd like to hit 1,400 over on Twitch as well. We're at 1,300 there. As well. So get me 1,400 over on Twitch. That'd be dope. Tommy, I'd love to go 30 days sober. Hey, man, if that's a goal of yours, go for it.
Tommy, that's impossible.
No.
That's not what... For February, Corey.
I get it. I get it, Tommy.
Jesus Christ.
I'm tired. What do you want from me, bro? What do you want from me? It's been about 300 months since I've done 30 days. He's going to go 30 whole days in February.
Yep. Yep.
It is what it is.
I picked up on it, Tommy. I'm
getting there. You know what I would actually like? All right. I'm going to make this statement here, and maybe I should clip it and put it out as a reel. Okay. So we're going to take a pause so I can clip this. What I really want is I want to get as many people that follow our page as possible to tune in next week on Sunday, the 4th of February, for our show about relationships and the differences between men and women. We are going to have our significant others on, Jared and I. Jared's wife is going to join us, and my wife is going to join us. We're going to talk all about the intricacies and all the differences between men and women. We touched on this subject a little bit in the Q&A episode that we did last week, and we decided this was going to be a good episode. This was going to be a good topic to hit. So we're going to try to hit that, and I would really like to see as many of you as possible join that conversation. We have over 1,300 followers of this page on Facebook. If I can get even half of you in on that episode, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on February 4th, that'll make my entire year. Forget just the month. That'll make my entire year. So please join us for that day. Why don't you all do February and no clip. Booze, my wife says. Fuck! What?
That ain't no problem.
I go through enough shit on a daily basis.
I rarely drink.
Annie, what do you want to be clued in on? What are we talking about? Are you talking about the gist of the entire episode? The episode's been kind of all over the place. We did hit on a little bit of a topic. No booze or boobs. No, fuck that, Tommy. Where's our F-bomb counter?
We're up there.
But yeah, we're
if
still...
If we were FCC regulated, we'd be fucked.
Aaron says giveaway at 1500. I agreed with him. We just have to decide on what we want to do as a giveaway. Maybe an Amazon card.
No, we keep giving away our merch, homie.
Okay,
the more
hold
we
on.
Give away, the more likely we are to see it.
We could do that too. Hold on, Jared. Go back to my wife's comment. Can you pull that one up? Boobs or booze? Corey can't handle no boobs. Wifey, I think you can't handle me having no boobs.
Oh, my Jesus.
Aaron says, I have something for the sports side. So we're going to do a double giveaway again then. Is this what you're saying? I told them they should. They're not happy. I just came in on things. Are we trying to do sober February? I can if I have to. You know, it probably would help in my weight loss efforts, I would assume.
So
Justin's mom joins us. Yeah, I know.
So this started with Tommy asking what our goals for February were, and he said he wanted to go 30 days sober. That's not possible. And then it went from there to going booze free for February. Which I'm down. I'm in.
I was going to try to get to a second Jordan Peterson video. But.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if we can make a whole episode on it or not. Or if you think we should just have like a short 5-10 minute discussion on that one too.
Were we done with the other one?
Yeah, the other one. The other one's good. The cup's full.
Because we kind of went sideways.
We always go sideways. That's the whole premise of Nonsense and Deep Thoughts, man. Dual relic baseball card of Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle. Oh, cool, cool.
Coming across somebody who is genuinely happy all the time it's different.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. Not weird. It takes getting used to.
It takes getting used to. It doesn't make you want to smile, though.
All the time.
Okay. Isn't that the weird part?
Yeah. It is. It's different. It's different. Yeah. To see somebody who is genuinely happy all the like legitimately told them I like from everything I saw from the outside looking in, it was fake. That was my, that's what I thought. It's not. Mind boggling. I can't figure it out. How the hell do people do that?
It's tough, man. All right. So if you want to do it, we could do this. We could do this one video real quick. We could hit on it and then we'll bow out for the night. I suppose we're already at an hour, 10 minutes.
That's okay.
What's so terrifying with gender equality?
The problem with that is the data indicate that the consequence of the policies that you're promoting have maximized the differences between men and women. Because there's only two reasons that men and women differ. One is cultural and the other is biological. And if you minimize cultural differences, you maximize the biological differences. For example, on average, men are more interested in things and women are more interested in people. And that's actually the biggest difference we know of psychologically between men and women. In order to become an engineer, you have to be extraordinarily interested in things rather than people. Well, most of those people are men. And if you want to become a nurse, well, then you have to be much more interested in people than you are in things. And most of those people are women. And so you get differences in occupational choice that are mostly due to biological differences. And you cannot minimize that by social engineering.
So the reason I wanted to play that one is because I wanted a little bit of a preview on next week. And you get a, you get kind of both sides of the Jordan Peterson thing here. So in the first one, it's just, you know, he has kind of like a heart to heart and he has a meaningful conversation with something about happiness, with someone about happiness. And in this one, he is discussing the differences between men and women. And you know what? It's probably a good idea we did this one this week instead of next week. And maybe we could show it again next week for our show and build off of it. But just as a little preview for next week, to try to get you guys to understand what we're going to talk about, is it's so unique, the differences between men and women. Like, he says it so perfectly. Men are interested in things and women are interested in people. Like, that is... He starts to explain like the jobs to like an engineer compared to a nurse. Like, there are more women nurses as compared to men engineers. Like, are there female engineers? Yes. Are there male nurses? Yes. There are some of both. But as a general rule of thumb, what really happens is more men become engineers, more women become nurses. Because of that, women are interested in people. They are more nurturing than men are. And having a baby, I can tell you that's really like you can see the big difference between men and women. Like when the baby cries, my wife's like, "Oh my God, baby, I need to take care of you. What's wrong with you? What can I do for you?" And my first instinct when I hear a baby cry is, "Ugh, ooh, what's wrong?" It's not the same as hers. It's so different. And if you're a man and you're saying, "Oh no, that's not my instinct," you're lying. You're lying to me. Men and women are built completely different. And with society today, we're trying to make men and women equal in all ways. And it's just not the case. And not saying that men and women not being equal is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I think men and women complement one another. And that's how society should be. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say. Like, hit it. You got that?
So that's like, what we want to hit on next week. And that's why we want to bring the women in, because
it's not a societal issue. It's a biological.
But it's becoming a societal issue.
Because they're making it that way. Like, it's being made out to be that way. When that's not truly the case. Like,
Sarah, what do you mean? What about the tomboys? In regards to what? See, maybe we'll play this video again next week and we'll get her live and her reaction live. That was just too funny.
What, drinking at the same time?
Yeah, that was too much.
It's just like a general rule of thumb. It's not. Yeah.
And it's, I don't think it's something negative either.
Total. No, it's not. And it's not something in total, because there are men who are more focused on people than things, and the opposite way. There's women that are more interested in things than people.
But as far as biology goes, in most cases, that's what it
the majority
men, women that come off more masculine. But what are you speaking on? Like in
probably speaking in terms of like, what about the women who want to do those jobs? Like they're more masculine. They're so they probably don't think more like women. They think more like men. Not saying.
That's fine. They're going to work their ass off doing what they want to do.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just an outlier. Like I know someone personally. I know a woman personally who she can weld. She's a welder, and currently she works on building fire trucks. But she's the outlier. I'm pretty positive she's the only woman on the floor in that place. You know her too, Justin.
I didn't know she went back there.
I could swear she was still there. But either way, she was a welder. But she's an outlier. Most women aren't like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we're saying, as a rule of thumb, as far as biology goes, that's just how it tends to be. And society today seems, I don't know what the right word for it is, but it's like society's pushing for it to be different than that, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. And they're saying it's a bad thing that men and women are different and you need equality. But I don't think that men and women being equal in every way possible is a good thing. I don't. I think men and women have their strengths and weaknesses, and we complement one another.
We equal each other out.
Yes. And that's how it's been for as long as we can remember. And that's how it should be.
Thinking that one gender is better than the other is just stupid.
Yeah, we need each other. But I think that's as far as I'm going to take it. I just wanted to put that out there as a little bit of a preview for next week. And I think we're going to have a good conversation. And I think we're going to get some pushback from some people on that conversation.
Should I come with a notebook?
Maybe you
take
should
take notes,
because we're not going to just talk about how men and women are different and how we deal with things differently. How
we're going to talk about the dating scene.
We're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about all of that. It's going to be a lot. Does a strong and independent woman intimidate you? She doesn't intimidate me. And I don't think men in general are intimidated by a strong, independent woman. But I think women who declare, I'm a strong, independent woman, I can do this on my own, I don't need a man to do this for me, I don't need a man to do that for me, I think she's just screaming that she's going to create problems when it comes to dating.
Like she's for the already, wrong reasons.
She's already good on her own. She doesn't need a man to tell her what to do. But we could get into that next week. Next week is going to be good and could probably be several parts. It could. You're probably right. Alex, what am I getting myself into? A fun conversation, You agreed to this. Just remember that.
And then, Sarah, we can get into it more next week, but like it depends on where you're coming from. Strong, independent, like...
They're making you
there's
nervous.
A couple of different ways to that.
Alex isn't used to confrontation.
Be very scared.
Listen, All you got to do is speak your mind. Because some people might push back and some people might disagree, but that's okay. It's okay when people disagree. We have the conversation. We each speak our sides and you come to an understanding. You might not agree with one another, but you come to an understanding as to where the other side is coming from, period.
Don't tell me your wife doesn't like confrontation. We have confrontations all the fucking time.
And for the record, man, like you don't have to agree on everything with everybody to continue to be friends with them, man. Seriously. We can get into that next week. Keep viewers on their toes. Yeah, you ain't kidding, Sarah. I think it'll be fun.
Justin, you can wear a ref shirt, you know, just to break up the fight.
I should.
Justin, you have
to. I should.
You have to be our voice on the dating scene of today. You have to be. I know you're. I know you. You're kind
of. I'm gonna stop short of now.
I was gonna say, you talk about previous experiences. You don't have to talk about anything with what's currently going on. I don't want to put you on the spot with that. But as far as the past couple of years have gone for you, you can definitely touch on that for us.
Eight, nine.
Whatever. I was trying to be nice, bro. I was trying to be nice.
It was, yeah. Fucking crazy out there. Mom, don't watch that one.
My friend here, Justin, he's already taken.
It's Hank.
Mike.
This.
You're good.
I need a new computer. I don't think it's the mic. Anyway, this upcoming Sunday, February 4th, 7 p.m.
Mom, don't watch.
Time. Make sure you tune in. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tune in on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, wherever it might be. And join us for a conversation on relationships and the differences between men and women. And I guess come ready for a fight. I don't know.
No fighting. Disagreements, yes. No fighting. Agree to disagree.
It'll be good. It'll be a good time. In the meantime, make sure you are following us on Facebook. Interact with whatever we put up because that helps us in the algorithm. If you guys are responding to what we're putting out there, Facebook will like us more. And sorry, got a little bit of a hiccup in my throat. But yeah, Facebook will like us more.
Do I just come over to your house wearing a ref shirt so I can get between you and your wife when shit starts to go south?
If you want to. Tommy says, Jello wrestling. Apparently, we're considering going to some midget wrestling sometime soon. And if you tell me that...
Renegades? Fuck yeah, let's go.
No. It's not at Renegades. It's at somewhere up in New York above Hancock. I don't remember. I don't know what it is. I don't remember the name of the place. You'll have to talk to Aaron on what that is.
Fantastic.
But it's about an hour away, which, you know, Renegades is still about an hour away from me, so it doesn't matter either way to me. But that might be a fun little outing. It could be a good time.
It will be.
We don't fight much, honestly. Oh, you and me don't. I wasn't saying you come ready for a fight with me. I'm talking about come ready for a fight with the people that are watching us, because that's going to happen. I resemble that remark, she says.
Which remark? What did I say? Oh, shit, there he is. We got to schedule your 3D, sir.
He heard it, and he comes right in. He's like, I hear my name.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard midget wrestling. I was like, I got to get in there.
What town is that in again? I know it's north of Hancock somewhere.
Walton, New York.
Walton, that's it.
Tommy, we're not going there.
I kept wanting to say Warwick. I knew it wasn't Warwick, though.
Yep, Walton.
There you go, Tommy. Learn some co-parenting skills.
Oh, they're crazy up there. They're crazy derby guys up there. That's a fun area.
I want to go.
That's a fun area.
Yeah. Mark, I know Renegades does one, too. We'll have to go to that sometime. I know that Renegades does a lot of bike nights, too.
If you guys are for this, I will buy the tickets.
I told Alex about it tonight. I'll let you know soon. I'll let you know soon whether I'm able to or not. It's up to
either that or we're going to have an empty chair with your coat on it.
For the record, though, Aaron, I mentioned to Alex tonight during dinner, I was like, you know, I feel like you would allow me to go somewhere with Aaron before you'd allow me to go somewhere with Justin, wouldn't you? And she's like,
"Yep,
yes, absolutely. Yep. Aaron's way more responsible."
But
Whoa. I've gotten a lot better.
To be fair, Alex has not seen me in action.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh my god. But all right, yes. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's gonna be a good time. Relationships and differences between men and women. Follow along on Facebook. Make sure you interact with all of our content so that Facebook likes us more and pushes us out more. And you know, visit the Trendy Forbes on Facebook and thetrendyforbes.com. Get yourself some NDT gear. Code NDT at checkout for 10% off. Yes, anything else, Justin?
I say stay tuned for maybe something special on Super Bowl Sunday.
That would be fun. It'd be fun.
That'd be a blast.
Away. We'll see. Could possibly do some live commentary for the Super Bowl.
And we can do a quarter-by-quarter check-in on some drunk Niner fans. Every quarter, call them, get them on, see how they're doing.
Tommy wants to know, would you smash a midget if given the chance, Justin? He doesn't want to incriminate himself.
In a previous life, probably. You ever watch the movie Assholes Finish First? Come on.
just blasts the music. He's like, don't talk about
Jared's
this.
It's like, fuck this.
It just got loud.
Their hands make you look so much bigger, don't they, Justin?
No comment.
He needs the boost in confidence. So tight lately.
Wow.
Wow. Why did your voice sound exactly like that guy, Aaron?
It's my voice. You didn't know that?
Yes.
I got paid to do that.
Mark said she doesn't know Aaron.
Listen,
and she says, way to make me feel better. You're supposed to play the part, Aaron. You're like, yes.
I'm probably a little more responsible than Justin. I wouldn't say that I'm
way more.
Right.
Much more.
It's probably safer with me, is correct.
Yeah. Oh God.
Less chance we get in trouble.
Correct. And you have a bigger case of the fuckets than I do, so.
We really do need an F-bomb counter on this show.
Yes, this one especially. And I have to apologize for yesterday. I was out of control, but.
I was out of control. Two of them. Dropped two of them. So crazy. Well,
there was three. And, you know, I try to keep it calm because of the kids.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we did a wrestling show. Yeah. I wasn't told. PK, I didn't even think about that for the sports. And we used the sports logo. And I'm like, well, that was just me. Fuck it. Here we go.
All right. Okay. It's wrestling. It's not PG.
Anymore.
I know a cop. Maybe a cop.
Anymore? You don't remember the kind of stuff that went on back in the Attitude Era? The kind of stuff they said?
No. After that, when they went PG, like, seriously PG. Yes.
Yeah, it was strict.
To be fair, there are a lot of kids in the crowd. A lot. So I get it. But all right. I did the whole promo thing at the end there, so make sure you guys do all that stuff I told you to do, okay? Do it, for sure. Justin, take us out.
Later.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.